Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show. It is so good to be with each and every one of you this evening. I want to let you know that I have a special guest and we are going to be taking calls. So make sure you call in and let Don know that you're available for consultation or if you want a real quick reading or if you want to just discuss what we're talking about. Ann Rose is... it's very interesting. You know, Ann has been she's now a retired elected state senator from the state of Indiana. She's also an astrologer and a consultant, and she also calls herself a psychic. So it's very interesting how she has put all this together in her life, and I am just thrilled to have her on my show. How are you this evening, Ann?
A little cold, but other than that, just fine.
Well, yeah, you're up in Indiana, right?
Yeah, we're kind of freezing up here.
Well, I have to tell everyone, a lot of times we have a lot of listeners from everywhere. And here in Georgia, and we have snow and lots of wind and lots of rain. So if y'all all of a sudden don't hear anything from my end, you'll know it's because we went dark. So we'll just know that everything's going to go well. I was very interested in reading some of the facts about your, you know, things you have done in your life, and it's just fascinating. What I loved was in the 70s, you had a TV show in Chicago that polls showed actually did better than Bonanza.
And it was Bonanza in its heyday.
Yes,
and we beat them.
Well, that is so awesome. And the name of the show was Psychic World Facts. So
correct.
Now tonight, you do a lot of astrology, Anne. So talk to me a little bit about how you got into astrology and what you can do for some of the listeners tonight if they call in as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. With astrology, it started when I was somewhere between 10 and 12 years old. I was in the hospital. I had rheumatic fever that was very bad, and I couldn't walk very well. So a nurse was reading a magazine one day, and she came in my room, and I said, "What are you reading?" And she showed me, and I said, "Well, what's astrology?" And she started to tell me. Now, that's when I first got interested in it.
Okay.
I had been seeing people and things that nobody else saw. And we lived on a farm in a very small town in Indiana, Rochester, and it was so strange because every day when I came home on the school bus, my pony would automatically come out to greet me. It was a 500-yard driveway, and I'd just hop on the pony bareback and ride it back to the house. And I did that one day, and this man was standing in the two men were standing there. And they were talking to my mother, and I said, "Hi, Mr. Horton, what are you doing here?" Because he was the town auctioneer, and he had the only trucking company and all this other stuff, and he was a realtor. Of course, at that age, I didn't know what real estate was, you know.
Right.
And he said, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Well, this gentleman's going to buy your farm."
Oh.
And I looked at my mother, and I looked at him, and I looked at the man. I said, "No, he's..." And I said, "When?" He said, "Well, Mom, your mom is going to be signing papers tomorrow." I said, "Uh-uh, he's going to die." And I rode my pony off.
Oh, well, and he... Oh, my goodness.
The man died.
Oh, my goodness.
At night. And, you know, it isn't that I made it happen, but in this small little farm town, it went around like wildfire that this witchy girl was living on a farm in Rochester.
Okay, so that, you know, that helps me to understand a little bit, too, about you, Ann, because so many people today are just so into psychic phenomena and understand it. But I can certainly understand why you were a little hesitant after that to be
grandmother...
Yes.
My grandmother actually knew Edgar Cayce, and she was midwife from West Virginia and Virginia and Pennsylvania, that area there they covered. Grandpa was he was an interpreter of seven languages for the courts because those were the days when people were migrating from Europe, And Grandpa knew seven languages, so he was the interpreter at courts and would travel around. Well, yes. Grandma did too, but somehow she got mixed up with Edgar Casey and his wife. And all I know, and I don't know that much about my ancestry other than my mom and her sisters always tried to hide the fact that Grandma specialized in ESP. And when I was finally 20 years old, and I couldn't stand hearing these voices. And, you know, you're talking about the days when everything was hush-hush about ESP, you know?
Well, that's probably true. I mean, today everyone talks about it. It's not that it's all acceptable everywhere, but it's more acceptable.
Well, they don't consider it a curse, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's something I want to talk to you about. And again, I want to invite our listeners to call in. If you just want to add a comment or if you want to talk to Ann yourself, if you want to read and just, you know, make sure you call in. One issue that I find intriguing. Now, I come from a little town here in Georgia and psychics are pretty unacceptable here. Okay.
Yeah.
I always use the word, if somebody says, are you psychic? I say, well, tell me what your definition of psychic is, and I'll tell you if I'm psychic. If you say fortune teller, I'll say no. But
correct.
If you say of the soul or connected to the soul, I will say yes. So it's very interesting to me that here in my little town, which I know you'll have reality on, because as I understand it, you have worked for many law enforcement agencies. It's state and national, county, state, and internationally on missing persons and murder cases. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Now, well, I want to share with you, Ann, that I know other psychics, I know other intuitives that do the very same thing. So I know that you're not the only one. I know that they're all over TV. They're personal friends of mine that talk to judges, attorneys, law enforcement, FBI, the whole bit. But yet, you know, what I find so fascinating is that if you were to ask one of them, even probably the same people you worked with, they'd say, oh, that's crazy stuff. We don't go through that. Is that not correct? Give me your thoughts on that.
That's absolutely correct. And at, oh my goodness, I don't remember the year, but Valerie Percy, who was the daughter of the Illinois U.S. Senator Percy, she was murdered. And okay. So I told the sheriff, my local sheriff at the time, his name was Chris Anton from Lake County, Indiana. I said, Chris, I said, this girl was stabbed 13 times. He said, how do you know? And I said, well, come on over. So he came over, and I had a, not low, but a scoop neck dress on, and I had like little blood marks. I had been meditating about her, and evidently I can say fell asleep, but I must have tranced out. And these little marks came wherever she was stabbed.
Whoa.
And, of course, the murderer to this day has not been, they said he's not been found. But I told Chris, I said, Chris, I said, I know who did it. He said, do you really? I said, yeah. He went to a laundromat afterwards, after he did it. And he changed clothes and wanted to clean the clothes he had on that had blood on them. So Chris, having been sheriff, he called John Lamb, Bob Lamb and John Nevergall, who were two IBIs, Illinois Bureau of Investigation, and they were bodyguards for Mr. Percy. So we met with these two guys at a, Chris drove me, because I told him, I said, I don't want to meet these guys by myself. And he's, no, I'll take you. So we met, and we met at a, it was on a toll road where you can drive off, and there's a restaurant and all that stuff. And we met there, and this guy, and I told the guy about the stab wounds. I told him about a floor that was painted red in the home, and it's an exclusive home up in north of Chicago. And he said, how did you know that? And I said, I don't know how I know these things. I just know that I know them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, my God, he said, no one knew about that red floor. And I said, well, I do. It was a piano room. And he said, well, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him about these marks. And he said, how do we know you don't know somebody's telling you this? And I turned around and looked at him, and I said, and how is your kidney scar? Is it still bothering you? And I said, and you, and I looked at the other one, and I said, you better watch your gallbladder. You've already had an attack. Their mouths just absolutely dropped open. Now, not that the gallbladder or the kidney surgery had had anything to do with the case we were working on, but it surprised them. They knew that I didn't have any way of knowing about
the kidney scar.
You know?
Well, and you don't want to get involved in any kind of mystery yourself either. So,
oh,
I mean, you know, it makes sense. Well, you are very, very in tune. I want to just, we have a caller, and from, I believe, Minnesota. I'm not sure. Is this Paula?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Paula. You
Hi,
from
Kathy.
Minnesota?
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hey. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Did you have a question for Ann? Or?
Well, I just picked up your show off of Facebook here, so I thought I'd call in. I heard you on a show one time with Michael and thought, yeah, it was a pretty amazing show that you two had together, so I thought I'd call in and say hi. And, gosh, I guess I don't really have a question. I don't know if there's, you know, my father has passed, and maybe he has a message for me.
Okay.
Paula,
Rose,
what is your birthday? I just need the month, and I don't need the year, just the month and day.
December 30th?
Oh, Capricorn. And Dad's? You remember Dad's?
Dad's was January 1st.
Oh, you were both Capricorn.
Wow.
Yep.
There has been something that you have been quite concerned about and wondering about, and all I see is your father showing me a very white, a square of white material. This is indicative, and again, this is symbolic to him. Dad was a very black and white man anyway. There was no maybes or we'll sees. It was yes or no. He was very direct. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's showing me and telling me not to let you worry about, or don't have, and he didn't say worry. He said, do not have any concern. Everything is, the slate will be clean and everything will be to your liking. And that's what this clean white sheet is showing me. And not to worry about finances.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Because see, sometimes we get messages as parapsychologists, we get messages that we don't understand, but the person we're talking to makes sense. Oh, and he says his leg is okay now.
His leg.
His legs, yeah, because he had a little problem with his legs when he was living.
Okay.
They were.
I know he had bad knees. You know,
okay.
His knees were...
Well, that's the leg.
Yep.
But he says it's okay now.
Okay.
Do you have a brother?
I have three brothers.
He shows me concern. I don't know. This is either the darkest-haired one or the thinnest one.
Yep. That's my brother, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's concerned about his attitude and emotional well-being.
Okay.
And you could, if he'd open himself up, you could give him needed advice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about. I'm just giving you what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I want to share something too with you that your father has shared too. While she's seeing if there's anything else, your father told me one that he's learning a lot. But he's saying something about crossing the line, and I asked him, did he cross the line? And he said no. He said he wanted to tell you to be careful. Don't cross the line. Now it's interesting that Ann said something about your brother, but I get the sense that he's talking about boundaries. Something to do with boundaries, but he's saying, please be careful on crossing the line. Don't cross the line. Because he's letting you, he said, yeah, he said something about that he crossed the line and that he wished he hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's so not, you know, that's a very strong message. While Ann was talking, he kept talking about crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
He said, be careful to not cross the line. And then she mentioned about your brother. So it may be some boundary issues there. But he told me that he was doing quite well. He was learning a lot. He had gone on off to other dimensions, and he feels you a lot. He feels you in your heart. It's like I feel his right hand, and it's like he touches your heart area, but he also touches your left shoulder. And that's how you know that he's around. It's like you get a little bit of a warmthness. He said, just be very aware of that, that will always let you know that he's there. So, and did you pick up anything else you wanted to share with Paula?
Yes, there is another heavier set brother than Doug. He isn't really obese, but he just weighs more, okay? And he's going to go through a little concern regarding health, but he is not to concern himself, take care of it, but it will be easily rectified.
Okay. Because my oldest brother, Jeff, he's got a little bit of a belly, but when he was 44, he had a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we're always all concerned about him, and he's under a lot of stress and stuff, too.
You know what, though? He is getting a spiritual awakening, and he's developing from within himself. I see much silent, hidden. It isn't real noticeable to others, but he himself is growing spiritually, which is going to help him a lot.
Okay.
And if he gets kind of quiet, then you can know that he's just going within himself. And I always say we go down to come up. We go down within ourselves to find ourselves or find what God really wants us to do with our life. And that's the way we grow spiritually. So we're coming up by going down.
I agree with that 100%.
Thank you.
Paula, I thank you so much for calling in. I hope that has helped you.
It has. It's been very interesting, and you hit it straight on. And I know that my dad is connected to me spiritually, and he hasn't been around lately. So it's interesting to hear him say that he's been in different dimensions and learning a lot, and he's been busy, which is why I guess I haven't felt him lately.
Yeah, he's gone off. He's moved up. But he's still around you. When you think about him, it's usually there. There's also a message I have for you. It's just not a real specific message, but it's just let yourself receive, Paula. I don't know why Spirit is telling me this, but just allow others to give to you. Receive without any apologies. If somebody wants to give you something, just say thank you. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel any apologies or anything. Just say thank you very much. Don't know why I'm sharing that with you, but that's what I needed to share with you. So,
and Paul, go ahead with it won't be a lot, but you're going to do some redecorating this year. Go ahead with it.
Great.
Okay.
Isn't this fun when you get two readings all in one? I love it.
It is. It's great. And both of you are just hitting everything just wonderfully.
Good.
Well, we're
so glad I could get through and connect.
Okay.
Yeah, and happy past birthday to you, since you just recently had a birthday. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tell Dad happy birthday. I thought about him, and so happy birthday.
Okay.
Take his finger out.
Thank you, Paula, for calling in. All right.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to say, and before we take our next caller, his name is Angel Michael. He is a wonderful healer himself, and if it's the same one I'm thinking of, I'm feeling it anyway. And he does beautiful angels, and I just want to thank you for that beautiful reading. Are you there, Michael?
You do me too good here.
Hey, Paula just called in and said that we had done a show together and she enjoyed it so much. I didn't know if you heard that. So I'm not sure which show it was, but it was one of those shows that you called in on. So thank you for that.
Oh, okay.
So did you have a question for Ann?
I do have a question. By the way, good evening, ladies. And
good evening.
I'm at a crossroads here with my career. I got to do. Should I keep doing what I'm doing? I'm almost been at it a year, and I don't know. I think I'm close, or am I just going to quit before the payoff?
Michael, what's your month and date of birth?
February 25th.
Yes. Okay. Michael, yes. I'm going to say continue going. But, you know, you have not, I don't like to say this. It's almost been like you create your own doubts. You've really been your own worst enemy. You I don't want to say analyze too much, but you look for what I'm doing wrong instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to do that because it's going to be right.
Follow my intuition more then, huh?
Yes, yes. And believe in yourself more. Believe in your capabilities, not abilities. You know you have ability. Believe in your capabilities. You need expansion. You need to, don't be afraid to get your feet wet.
Okay. All right.
And the finances, Michael, the finances will be there. This is not something that you expect a lottery hit, you know. It's going to come with growth. And the growth and expansion will be there. You've been held back. Something happened, I don't know how long ago. Michael, would you mind telling me the year of your birth?
45.
Okay, let me look up.
That's 19, not 18.
And while she's doing that, too, while Ann is working on that, Ann, let me know when you're ready to talk to Michael. I wanted to share something with you, too, because it's very interesting. I picked up the same thing Ann did, to really see yourself succeeding, that sometimes you tend to think less of yourself than what you really could. Now, aren't you working with your son on a project, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I am.
Because I have a feeling. Now, the last time I spoke with you was a month or two ago, and I felt that everything you were doing was turning into gold. I pick up that same card for you today. I can pick up that same message. I feel like you just need to keep going, that it's just right there. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of us are going through this, too. It isn't just you, Michael. It's like almost that feeling that, oh, my gosh, should I stop now or should I just keep going? You know, Anne has a lot more data on this, but Neptune just went into Aries like a couple of days ago, and I know that's supposed to be some incredible situation, but then there's something else that went retrograde. So, you know, Anne, talk to us. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. I was right. Okay. When I said... I have to talk to you when we're off the phone, Victoria. I mean, you know, on the program, but not taking a call. About the full moon years. Michael went through a full moon year 3 years ago. So I'm going to say 2.5 to 3.5 years ago, during that 12-month cycle. Michael, weren't things quite chaotic with you?
Yes, they sure were.
Yes. And that was a full moon year. Now, that will not happen again in this lifetime, okay? You also had one of those times, let's see, you're born 25th, when you were 3 years old, believe it or not. And then 32.5 to 33.5. And that was more in your personal life, that there was chaotic. And remnants of these full moon years remain with us until we talk about them, discover when they were, and then we can shed the scars or the scar tissue from it. And but 3 years ago now, don't worry about that kind of pressure, that kind of stress hitting you again. It will not. Does that help you?
That sounds good.
Okay. And believe me, this coming year, this birth year, you're going to see a lot of relief of any financial stress. And, you know, it isn't so much that you're stressed out financially. You worry about your family. You worry about provisional things, being provisional.
Yes, I do.
And I Michael, do. It's going to turn out for the better for you. It really is. And
this is what I need to hear, exactly.
Michael, there's some kind of big hit coming. And when I say big hit, this is, okay, like the Oscars tonight, you know, it's a hit. It's a hit show. There's something that you're doing with your project that will all of a sudden catch fire and just really go good for you. It's like a big break coming.
We'll keep at it.
Okay.
Well, Thank you.
And I feel every time I've talked to you, I have felt the same thing. It's just that you have everything you touch seems to be going to gold, and it just so that's great confirmation. So that's awesome.
I'm glad you're saying that, Victoria, because
well, that's what I'm picking up. I mean,
yeah, that's how I feel with him.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. He's got so many talents.
Ask for better reading.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I have to go out and celebrate now.
That's right.
Thank you much.
I appreciate you calling in. I always call you Angel Michael, so yeah, I appreciate. And everybody, if anybody wants one of Angel Michael's angels, just go to my website at Ask Spirit Now, and I'll hook you up with Michael.
Thank you.
They're quite beautiful, Anne. I have them on my calendar, and I have them on my car because they're just. I'm looking at it right now. It's just the most beautiful angel. You just feel. The golden wings
and the
purple. Send the
address and I'll send her one.
Yeah, okay. It's just beautiful. So, well, thank you so much for calling in, Michael. And
Vicki,
be
send
blessed.
The address and I'll send her one.
I sure will. I will. I'll do that tonight. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, and we have another caller. I just wanted to ask you something, Anne. Astrologically, is it not something going on astrologically that makes a lot of us feel like that some of our efforts just seem to be going down the waterway?
Well, it's a lot of things. Number one, you take numerology. You take the year 2010. It's 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 0. It adds up to a 3.
Okay.
3 in astrology is the third house. It's communication. So basically, 2010 was a year of chaotic communication. Everybody misunderstood everybody. All these countries were fighting at each other word-wise. And now this year, 2011, adds up to 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1, and that's a 4.
Right.
That is the house of the home. And especially America, since we're Cancerian, and that's the normal fourth house of the zodiac, and that's the home. So we are going to be more concerned this year with our home country instead of sticking our noses out in everybody else's business.
Mm.
This may be a year, and God bless those who have helped bring America's needs to the forefront. And that's, you know, we can't go on blindly down a road to try to help some country overseas or in the opposite side of the globe when we're not paying attention to our own problems. We're going to be more concentrated on what's happening right here, and that's what we needed to do all along. But there are a lot of, but, you know, you can't really say astrology is making something happen because the planets move and have moved for eons since the days of the three wise men, you know?
Right.
That was astrologically affected, too. But, I mean, the planets keep moving. We have to learn to go with the tide instead of diving into the tide.
Makes sense.
That's what America is going to learn this year. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Go. You're talking more like surrendering, just going with the flow?
Right. But directing it, grabbing the reins, just like you would the reins of a horse, and you would turn it left or turn it right or let it go ahead, let it go forward. And this is what America has to do. We must get back, and we will start to see that this year by facing our own problems, seeking cures for our own problems. We are going to become the leading nation of the world.
Well, I hope so, because that's all I've ever known. You know, with us has been as the leading nation. That's how I grew up in America,
where we were all the strongholds. Now our country is so much in debt.
Yeah,
you know, that it's going to take some really great CPA minds to straighten the politicians out.
Yeah, well, we won't go there tonight. But we have a caller from Arizona on Sheila. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you, ladies, today?
We're doing great. What is your question for Ann this evening?
Well, probably for both of you, but okay. I've had, over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, I have had I want to say that in the beginning of it, it didn't seem like it was, but it certainly turned out that way. It has been one of the most profound experiences I've had in my life. I was laid off, and I'm still not working, but the divine has taken care of me like I would have never expected. And it has been, as I said, just a very, very profound experience in my life. And I have spiritually have grown like I have no other in my whole lifetime. And I am just kind of wondering what is next for me and what's going on.
Ann's going to want to know your birthday.
Yep.
8/14/56.
8/14 what?
56.
56. Yeah.
Okay, 56, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You're a 50s baby. Join in.
I am. I'm a double Leo.
Oh, my.
Oh, you are? Oh, that's fascinating.
I'm a double Leo with a Sag moon, yes.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And that Sagittarian moon is what is giving you the spiritual growth and the inclination to seek out spiritual growth. So, because Sagittarians are extremely sensitive, Leos are too, but their outer self doesn't really show it. See, the sun is your outer self that the public sees, and the moon is your inner self. It's also, the inner self is also represented by other planets, but that moon is what you really are emotionally. And Sagittariuses are very sensitive, you know. And I think what you're going to find, as far as your work is concerned, there definitely is going to be work for you. You're not done working, dear.
I don't know. Well, I didn't think I was, actually.
Okay. All right. And I'm trying to see here when it's going to happen. Libra. Okay. And Libra, Scorpio.
And while she's working on that, I just wanted to share with you too, Sheila, that I feel like this year is a great time for you to get into that inner love for yourself, and that you've already made a comment about how that you have been taken care of, and I feel that has a lot to do with the fact that you have surrendered enough to let spirit come in, and you know, it's like life is ambiguous for you, but at the center you're getting that union of the twins together. And I also feel like too that it's a great year coming up for you in balance, just to really feel the balance of life. And I know, are you, there are a couple of things else I want to share, but I want to make sure that, are you ready, Ann, for what you were going to share?
I would just say end of March, beginning of April, or beginning of March, actually. But I would say it'll either be the first 2 weeks of March or the last week of March and first week of April. That's when the job opportunity is going to come. That will be a little different than what she's done before, responsibility-wise. But I also feel that Sheila, even though Leos are known to be a little bit gregarious, I still think that she doesn't own enough bragging rights. Here again, we have a person that has self-doubts to some degree. So when she does look into a job opportunity, she should show more positive belief in herself.
How does that feel, Sheila?
Okay.
Get that Leo spirit in there. You know, interesting astrologically, not astrologically, but I call it Tarot Astro. This is also a year of star, just a star year for you, which again is saying the same thing, you know, that Anne says, shine. Let your self-esteem come through by recognizing the star that you are. And it's just a different way of saying, she's saying the same thing. What kind of dog do you have? It sounds like a little teeny dog.
A very loud, noisy one right at this point.
But she's adorable. I just love dogs. I just thought it was sweet. She's trying to be part of the program. So tell her we love her and that we acknowledge her.
That's right.
That's cute.
Okay, she's a Papillon.
How beautiful. That's beautiful. But, I mean, that's my message for you, is to really let your light shine. Sometimes I think when we have been without a job, sometimes we forget almost that we're like, whoa, just because, you know, a job doesn't define us. It is a part of us, but it doesn't define us. And that shining Sheila, if you may, needs to get out there and let your true self be out there. And I think that's basically the same thing you're saying, isn't it, Anne? Pretty much.
Yeah, Victoria, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the thing with her, with Sheila, is that if she worked for either one of us and would say, gee, Sheila, thank you for that report. It was really good. She'd smile. She has a very broad smile. She would smile and she'd say, oh, thank you. But then when she turned around and walked out of the room, she'd say, yeah, but she didn't see that I didn't dot that I or cross that T. And she would begin to pick apart her performance.
Mm-hmm.
And she should not
do
that.
Yeah. But that'll be good. If you're going to get a job in the next couple of months, then you know what I would suggest, too, which goes right in with it, what Anne is saying, is not that you haven't already done this, but really get ready for it. It's like, okay, I've got that job now. And it's like just be prepared for it, ready for it. Get everything done around your house that needs to be done. Bring that balance into your life so that when it happens, which you know it will, then, you know, you're ready to go. When they say come to work on Tuesday, you can say, okay, fine. I could do it on Monday if that would be better.
And don't be afraid to wear your jewelry. Somebody is telling me to tell you that.
I love that.
I don't wear very much jewelry.
Yeah. Well, someone's telling me to tell her, don't be afraid to wear your jewelry. And that goes for costume jewelry as well as gold and silver jewelry.
Mm.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do, Anne? Anne, listen to me. Sheila, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in natural health and natural medicine.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
Well, then you should know that when it comes to jewelry, gemstones are fabulous. If someone has an addictive problem, having even a raw piece of amethyst is very good for them to carry in their pocket as a finger stone or to wear a ring or a necklace or earrings of it.
Yes.
So you could build that right in with your work.
Yes, I do frequency work. I do testing on frequency, and I do healing myself. I can I've worked with my angels, and I do quantum and matrix and light therapies and sound therapies and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I can feel that around you because you have a lot of green energy around you, but it's very interesting. I see the most beautiful turquoise. I call it turquoise. Some people call it aqua, but this feels a little bluer. And it is the most beautiful aura around you right now, Sheila. I see a lot of green, which is healing, but I also see a great amount of turquoise, is what I call turquoise. Energy around you, and a lot of pink too, a lot of love. So
love.
It's interesting. Good. Yeah. I see a lot of beautiful, beautiful colors. And you also have almost like that violet light around your third eye, and it shines. So I just all of a sudden saw you. So
but
I just wanted to share that.
I think Sheila's also getting a lot of guidance from our angels or from spirit. There's a lot of guidance there, and there's a female. It could be grandmother or, I don't know, it could be mother, grandmother is what I'm leaning towards, or an aunt who was who's crossed over to the other side, and this woman brings her, this woman's spirit brings her a lot of knowledge she has not written or heard, but she's just going to know.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Wow.
I have to ask you, Ann, and I have to ask you, Sheila. I don't know if I'm picking up the same person that Ann is, but I certainly see a lot of these big flowers around this lady that she's talking about.
I see yellow.
Yeah, I just see these flowers, these big flowers, and I'm like, whoa. It's just the significance of it is quite beautiful. So I wanted to share that because I wasn't sure if I was seeing the same person that you were, Anne, but I see flowers around her, and it's like she has great gifts for you. So it's just
wow.
Beautiful.
I don't know any of my family. We moved out here when I was a child, so I really didn't know my grandparents or my aunts or anyone like that. So
I don't know
them directly.
It is not necessary that you knew them when they were in the physical.
Well, it'd be nice to have a name and say hi to them.
Do you pick up a name, Ann?
I saw an M. That's all I saw when you asked me that.
Mm.
Martha, Mary, Marjorie, I don't know.
I didn't pick up anything on that, Sheila, at all, but just know they're there with you. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, now that you're aware of it, if you don't now and then be very aware of this, that you'll be someplace and you'll smell a fragrance. I wish I could think of the name of this flower. And it will be so fragrant that you'll say, wow, somebody has flowers, and you'll be someplace and there won't be flowers. That's who this is. That's who I feel it is.
Could it be a lily or a peony?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's what I'm seeing is lilies. That's exactly what I'm seeing. It's that white, big white Easter flower.
Right.
That's the one I saw.
Okay.
It has that yellow inside of it and the white on the out. That's what I was seeing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, good. Well, Sheila, we hope we've helped you some way tonight. And
You certainly have. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm glad that things are starting to wrap up, because I also feel like there is a man also in my life that is coming.
Oh, so, I picked a card for you earlier while Ann was talking with you. I picked the soul card, the soulmate card. I picked that card for you. Yeah, I picked it. I just wasn't going there. I picked that card for you. It just fell out of the deck, and I'm like, okay.
You're not ready for him yet. You will be this summer.
Okay.
And you know what I mean by not ready yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
But that's pretty good. Hey, Ann, that's good. If she's going to meet him this summer, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good? I like that.
For a lot of good things this year.
Oh, you got to let us know now, Sheila, when he comes in and when you get your job and everything. Let Ann and I know. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I want everyone to know, too, Sheila, you can write this down. Ann's email is annrose411.com. So I want everybody that's listening to annrose411.com. Ann is spelled A-N-N-E-R-O-S-E. Pretty cool. That's
thank
cool.
You.
So
wonderful.
Well, thank
I have
you.
It.
And you come visit me at AskSpiritNow.com and let me know how things are going, okay? It's great to hear from you.
I certainly will.
Well, thank you
so very much.
Yeah, have a good night.
Victoria,
you
aren't
too.
Jealous of her? She's out there in Arizona, and she's got to have warmer weather than we have.
It's got to be. One thing I wanted to ask you now, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but, you know, I'm as a Rohan therapist, we go down before we can go up.
Right.
And you said there was a bit of a demo. Do we have enough time to do that, or are we going to run out of town?
Sure,
we have just like three or four minutes. Okay, I'd love to do that.
3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Everybody listen now, because Ann's going to share something with us.
For you and our listeners, I want everyone to look, if they're sitting at a table, to look at items on the table. If they're sitting in a room, take a look around at different items in the room. Now, Have you ever seen a thought? You ask yourself, have you ever seen a thought? Now, 99% of the people say, no, I haven't seen a thought. Yes, you have. Every single thing that you, with your physical eye, that you observed, began with a thought. So everything in the universe is a thought that has become a reality. Now, the other exercise, and remember that, because this is why it's so important to think positive, forget the negative. Don't forget it. Bless it out of your vibration and neutralize it into the ether, the atmosphere. Because if I say, God bless that negative thought out of my vibration, and that's all I say, Victoria, it might land on you and you'll have a negative thought. But if you ask, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
No, I know. So I would say, God bless it out of my vibration and ask the Supreme Being or God to neutralize it into the ether. So it is not a bunch of atoms or nuclei that are sealed together creating that thought. We're going to destroy it by asking God to neutralize it. So it has no negative effect of landing on someone else. Now, the other thing, if you want to do this real quickly, is close your eyes and visualize yourself. And this is a real shortcut. Visualize yourself as a child at the happiest moment you can think of. It might have been your first doll, your first bicycle. And because normally, you know, when you go back to a childhood memory, it's receiving a birthday or a Christmas gift of some kind. Now, as you visualize yourself, notice what you were wearing. Notice, was it long sleeve, short sleeve? Was it polka dot stripes or plain color, whatever? But kind of feel your skin. Get the feel of what your skin felt like. And, of course, it was probably more taut than it is at our ages that we are now. But if you concentrate and keep visualizing that just for like 1 to 2 minutes and keeping your eyes closed and just visualizing yourself as that little child, if you have difficulty, you can always pull out a picture, a photograph, and visualize that and then close your eyes and visualize it. And if you will do that, you will, and then you ask the Lord to, or Supreme Being, whatever you want to call God, ask him to re-energize your physical body to that time of your life. And you will open your eyes and you would be surprised, absolutely amazed, at how many aches and pains like arthritis and different things. All of a sudden, you're not feeling that. You're feeling younger. Now, open your eyes and kind of feel how your skin feels, how you feel physically. And now, that was a really too much of a shortcut, but it will energize you. Your vibration will be lifted.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And just that simple little exercise.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to share, Anne, when I was going through all of my training that I went through, we learned to do the exact same thing that you're talking about. If somebody sends you something negative or you have something negative, you don't send it back to them. You don't put a big old block of mirror up there and let it all go off to ever who knows where. We send it up in a stream of light or a beam of light, and we ask Archangel Michael or whoever you want to ask to take it up to the light and heal it and get it, like you say, up to the ethers and get it up there where it can't, you know, dissipate into light so that it can be healed and not be floating around the universe. Because, you know, you hear so much, Anne, about these places and people that say, oh, I got rid of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, well, I wonder where they, I wonder who else got it, you know?
Yeah, I wonder where it landed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, thoughts are things. Thoughts are such great things.
Yes, they are.
Should be great, I should say. But, you know, if we only realize how potent a thought is, and that's why I do this little exercise when I used to teach classes in it, when I had the time for it, it would be, you know, okay, but have you seen a thought? And everybody's kind of looking at me kind of funny and say, no. Mm. And say, okay, then look on the table and show me one single item that began before it was a thought. Nothing. Yeah. There is nothing in this universe that man has created that began before it was a thought.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I learned that a long, long time ago, and we had to demo a thought. And people would say, well, how can you demo a thought? How can you put into physical form a thought? And all I would do was, we learned this, you know, you would take whatever physical item you wanted.
Right.
Didn't matter what it was. If it was a tree and they said demo a thought, you would put the tree up there. You would draw a picture of a tree because
yeah.
that tree was, you know, a combination. It may not have just been your thought. It may have been many people's thoughts, or who knows, maybe it was just your thought.
Well, somebody planted the seed for it.
That's certainly right. Isn't that funny that we have a seed for everything? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Someone initially put the thought, and then somebody else put, oh my gosh, that tree has a leaf on it. And somebody else says, oh, well, let's put veins in the leaf. And I love that. And, you know, you and I are very, very similar, Anne, and our, you know, we all have different nomenclatures of how we say things. But,
right. But
we're all saying the same beautiful comments. So I really want to thank you for sharing all that with our listeners. And I want to thank everyone, too. I want to, before we close tonight, we just have a few more minutes, but I want to remind everyone that you can go to AnnRose411@.com. And, you know, she does, and you do consultations, and you can get your astrology done. I'd love to know what's going on with me right now, Ann, because I tell you, holy Lordy. Things
whoa,
are like,
hang on to
whoa.
The reins because the horses are really going to travel fast.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
what you said?
And that the address is arose@annrose.com. annrose411.com.
Where did I get the annrose411.com? What's that?
Well,
thing?
It's arose@annrose411.com.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, now I got it. I thank you for that. And yeah. I want to also remind you to come to AskSpiritNow.com. I'm going to be doing past life regressions this month with soul contracts involved, learning your thoughts and feelings and getting down to what may be affecting you this life from that life. We don't really care about past lives, but we do care about what's going on in the moment. So anything
and do you know, Victoria, we might remind our listeners that
yes.
the placement of Saturn in a chart and what sign, like, you know, you could be a Cancer with your Saturn in Pisces, okay?
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
wherever Saturn is going to give us a very strong indication of what your karma is in this lifetime.
Okay, well, I'll have to look that up in my Everything You Wanted to Know About Astrology 101. I hope it'll be there. That's awesome. So people need to know where their Saturn is, and then they'll know what their karmic issues are, if you may, or soul contracts,
yeah.
or whatever people call them. Okay, great. Well, that's
yeah.
awesome. Anne, you have been a wonderful guest. I thank you from the bottom of my heart
well,
for coming here.
Well, you've been a great hostess, lady.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll have to have you back on again. I want to thank everyone for listening. Remember to ask Spirit now. Hold your heart in gratitude. Have a beautiful week, and good night. Good night, Anne.
Torian, thank you.
Thank you.
PBS Radio.